Under the Knife by H. G. Wells. Narrated by Rainer Borton. What if I die under it? The thought recurred again and again as I walked home from Haddon's. It was a purely personal question. I was spared the deep anxieties of a married man, and I knew there were few of my intimate friends but would find my death troublesome, chiefly on account of their duty of regret. I was surprised indeed, and perhaps a little humiliated, as I turned the matter over, to think how few could possibly exceed the conventional requirement. Things came before me stripped of glamour, in a clear dry light during that walk from Haddon's house over Primrose Hill. There were the friends of my youth. I perceive now that our affection was a tradition, which we foregathered rather laboriously to maintain. There were the rivals and helpers of my latter career. I suppose I had been cold-blooded or undemonstrative. One perhaps implies the other. It may be that even the capacity for friendship is a question of physique. There had been a time in my own life when I had grieved bitterly enough at the loss of a friend,